Hello, welcome
Blog
to the Heavenly
Talk
Father.
Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's last call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And again, we are sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And those 12 tribes consist of Latino Americans, Afro Americans, and Native Americans. And we cater to our nation every Sunday at 11 a.m., which is the Heavenly Father's last call. So I want to talk, we also have a phone number that we can be reached on, which is 845-261-9966. And I want to just mention a few of the ministries that we have. I do want to say our website is down. So you're going to have to go to the upperroom.com, which right now, because our brother Yaquab is giving us a new domain name. So you will have to reach us at the upper room, which is capital UPPERROOM. .com, theupperroom.com. Now, my brother does several ministries. My brother, Dear Bay Israel, does a video ministry. He also does the Blog Talk radio show with me on Sundays. But please watch his video ministries. You can catch that on YouTube. And he does that Saturday evening. Now, my brother, Yaquab, does a video ministry on Tuesday, which is Pacific time. So around 3 o'clock Pacific time, he does his live video. He also does another Blog Talk video on Wednesday, and he does another Blog Talk show on Friday evening, specific time. And you can catch that also on YouTube. And also, my brother Yaquab writes several books, and one of his books is The Illicit Gods, which is a very good book. I personally read myself. Very good book. Very uplifting book that's good for our nation, you know, to see a different aspect on how a light brother reads and how a white brother thinks. And a very good book. And he got another one called The Hebrew Negro, and the Hebrew Israelite Imperial Negro. That's another book that he writes that is real good. I mean, so we have also, we have Pow Talk on Sundays at 12 p.m. So right after we finish our Blog Talk radio show, we go into Blog Talk at 12 o'clock on Sundays, and that's Eastern Standard Times on Sunday. So again, you can catch us on Blog Talk on Sundays. And right now, like I said, our website is down, but you can go to the upperroom.com and get just about reach us there for now. And we'll let you know once our domain name is ready and our website is back up, you know. And we also have a food ministry after my mom named Sandra Johnson, food ministry. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can get in contact with me at dotheman@aol.com. And that's dotheman@aol.com. That's dotheman@aol.com. So we do like to minister to women with children. We will minister to men with children. That's of our nation. But again, the website is down. So I gave you right now my personal email where you can get in contact with you, with us. So being though all that said, we got another fantastic show today. And the title of our show is How Do Light Brethren Survive in Such Wicked Times? How do light brethren survive in such wicked times? Now, see, light brethren, I know what I'm speaking about. Now, not to say that we all go through certain situations, because we all do, but like brothers go through a very unique situation because who they are, you see, who like brethren are. So their circumstances is a little different from an average person's situation. There's certain things that like brethren must do that even commanded to do. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example. In the book of Essenes, chapter 3, book 3, like brethren are to commune with the angel, with the mother, with the earthly mother's angels in the morning and the heavenly father's angels at night. You see, like brothers are commanded to commune with the angels. You see, just giving you another certain situation, things that like brothers do that they do to survive in such wicked times that helps us. We got angels that constantly helping us on a daily basis, and that the heavenly divine forefather tell us to commune with these angels and to thank these angels for helping us every day. But I'm going to take us to a scripture at Matthew's 28:20. Now listen to what it reads at Matthew's 28:20. And this is one of the ways how light brothers survive in such wicked times. Now in Matthew's 28:20, it reads, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. So what was Messiah saying? Okay, yes, he said, observe all things whosoever I commanded you. So, like I just told you, we are commanded to commune with the angels. That's what Messiah told us. We are commanded. That's a command. No other way around it. But also, he said at the end of the sentence, he said, even to you at the end of the world, I am with you. So Messiah letting you know he's with us. So we survive this wicked times because Messiah is also with us. He's with like brethren. So we not alone, brother, you see. So this is just one avenue of how like brethren survive in such wicked times. Because we see the increase of lawlessness that's taking place constantly. You know, so light brothers under constant attack. We under constant, even when we're doing, we at Pow Talk, we can be at Pow Talk, and we having trouble just to get into the Pow Talk,
right,
to speak about the Divine Heavenly Father and, you know, to come together as one body. We have problems. You see what I'm saying? It's not a cakewalk, you know. The Heavenly Father never said it was going to be a cakewalk. Actually, he said it's going to be a stony walk.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, but like Messiah said, I am with you always. So he's never, we never alone at any given time. We are never alone. So that was one way. Now, I have another scripture, brother, I would like to read at Matthew's 15:24. Now listen to this. It says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, how do that help light brother? Now, again, I'm going to read it again. Messiah said, 15:24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, how do that help light brother? Now, let me explain how this helped light brother. Light brother also have a job to do. You see, light brother has a job to do. And in doing this job, it helps light brother to survive in such wicked times, because light brother are commanded to look for other light brethren.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, brother?
Right.
So that's why I read Matthew 15:24.
Right, right. And I'm going to add, see, what the brother talking about, he not talking about the physical law.
Right.
Because at Mount Sinai, this is what he's talking about, if you're confused. He's talking about the two covenants at Mount Sinai. The first set of tablets was the spiritual law, the circumcision of the heart. The second tablets is the physical law. That's the circumcision of your flesh. That is the law of Yahweh. He's talking about the first set of tablets. Okay, and that's in Romans 2:25. It says, for circumcision, and it's going to show you that he's talking about a spiritual circumcision. Romans 2:25, for circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thou circumcision is made uncircumcision. Now, how can you circumcise yourself in the physical? You know what? You messing up. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to uncircumcise. Go and call the doctor and get a piece of skin. I'm going to put this on. He's talking about a spiritual
Right. You see, not a physical circumcision. See, the world always thinks of everything physical. But before the physical, there was a spiritual aspect of everything.
Right.
So, when I'm speaking certain things, yes, the brother hit it on the nail. It is a spiritual aspect of this.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Not just the physical, but is also a spiritual. And when you bring both in harmony with each other, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Bringing the one into two.
Right.
Okay. Now, I want to read something to you to give, brother. That was good. I like that. That's good. I want to read something. Now, listen to this. At John 4:14. Now, listen to what Messiah said, and this is something else, how light brother survived in such wicked times. Remember, our minds can be preoccupied by many things. The television, if you have children, if you have a wife. If you have, we working, if there's problems at the job, there is a lot of different elements that we are dealing with as light brethren. You see, so anything can take us off course, but this is another reason how we stay on course and how light brethren survive in such wicked times. Now, let's read what John 4:14 says. It says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, what was Messiah saying? Now, I'm not talking, now, yes, you got to drink physical water to live. That's true. But as my brother was just telling you, you got to drink the spiritual water. This water that Messiah gives, it feeds us spiritually. See, if you don't feed the body water, the body will die. But if you don't feed the spirit, Messiah water, the spirit will die.
Uh-huh.
You see how it goes hand to hand?
Uh-huh.
It goes hand to hand. So you must feed the spirit. And Messiah feeds our spirit so we can live. Now listen what it said at the end. And it said, I shall give him, shall be in him a well of water.
Uh-huh.
So a well of water is representing a well of spiritual water that's going to be inside of us so we can survive at the times that we're living in. And what else it said? I'll spring up into him everlasting life because that water that Messiah is giving you is going to lead you into everlasting life because the water is coming from him. Messiah is everlasting life. That's where the water comes from him, the everlasting life, brother.
Now, this is what the brother's saying in a sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm just piggybacking what he said because he's exactly right. So we're going to take away the spiritual aspect, how most people's mind think. And this is what we said in the spiritual. When he say the spiritual water, he's talking about wisdom. Wisdom and knowledge of the word. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's talking about, the spiritual water. When you drink of this water, that's the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what the word and the message is. When Messiah, okay, bear with, we got a call.
We got a phone call. I'm sorry. We didn't see it. We didn't hear it on the computer. We had got a phone call. And we didn't see the phone call. So for some reason, the computer didn't ring or didn't alert us. But it's letting us know we do have.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, here we go. Hey, welcome to the Heavenly Father's last call. It's our brother, Yaquab. Hey, how you doing, brother? Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Peace be
to you, brother. Shalom, man.
Hey, brother. Go ahead, brother. We sorry. We're hearing.
Hey, peace be unto you, brother. Shalom.
Unto you be peace. Shalom, brother.
Hey, Adir. My Facebook is that today is your born day.
No, it's actually is not correct. It must be saying that my born day. I don't know what it says. I haven't seen it this morning, but it's in June.
Do you woke up or is it talking about your physical born day?
It's probably talking about. Go ahead.
Do you think is it talking about the day that you woke up, the day you were born again, or is that talking about your physical born day? It says May 30 is your born day.
Oh, the day I woke up.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to congratulate you for that. And I wanted to catch you off guard because I was pissed off at y'all for taking the fruit earlier today. I love y'all. I mean, y'all, y'all be making me scream with the things y'all be saying, man. That's why I got no hair, because I done pulled it all out listening to y'all.
Thank you, brother.
You know, it's a pleasure. Y'all, you know, the blessing is to know that another light brother can overstand the mysteries that we speak about,
right,
that the divine Heavenly Father gives to us, and the other light brothers pick it up right away.
Right.
That's the miracle.
Right.
You see? See how the brother came in right away.
Right.
He knew how to differentiate between the spirit and the physical right away.
Right.
That's
a
blessing.
Right. Right.
All praise to the divine Heavenly Father.
Exactly.
I wanted to call and let y'all know that man, y'all really hitting on all cylinders today, and it's just, y'all be saying things that just be driving me crazy with joy, because it's just such an anointing to what y'all be talking about, and it seems like I don't even know y'all,
Hey,
y'all
brother,
on the radio.
Well, that's the message of this living water that Messiah is talking about. When you experience this living water, like he said, it leads you to eternal life.
Right, brother. And you know as well as I know, this water, we can't get enough of it.
Right.
We fight each other over the mics of this water. We like kids in the candy store. Can't get enough of Messiah water.
Right.
Why don't you take a little, you finish. If you a lively stone, brother, you take a little sip of that water, you finish. You good to go for the rest of your life. You good to go. But that point about the circumcision, that's what made me want to call in and scream, boy. That was a nice point. I mean, you I ain't going to live to see an old age. Y'all keep this going. Let me let y'all get back, and then I'll check back with y'all, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, caller, for calling in. But you're not a regular caller. This is our brother, and we thank you for calling in, communing with us, and drinking some of this living water.
Peace.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. You know, feel free to call as much as you want. It's always encouraging to hear from a brother, you know, that's in the light and know just as much as we know, and that can help spread the message of the divine Heavenly Forefather. So thank you for calling in, brother. And I say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Yeah. he dropped.
Okay, back to our Blog Talk radio show, The Heavenly Father's Last Call. It was just a pleasure to have the brother call in. You know, it's rarely that we get any calls, but, you know, the lines is always open, and the lines is 845-261-9966. Okay, now getting back into our show. Now, speaking of that water that Messiah gives us, that water that leads us into everlasting life, that's a blessing that comes from Messiah. So I want to also read to you at Psalms 1, 2 to 3. Now listen to this.
Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to pause for a second. Bear with us for a second. Okay, my brother gonna be looking for some information, so I'm gonna take the mic until he get back come back on the mic. So what we gonna do is we gonna read a precept out of the keys of Enoch, and it's gonna talk about the family. What my brother was just kind of talking about, what we are. It say, now I'm on page 275 in the keys of Enoch, and it says, thus the people of God are as a branch of God's family in their own local universe. Exactly, the universe of Metatron. They say they are able to actually reach out to atone other human biological vessels so that they also are partakers of the sacred light vibrations to change their molecule structure, allowing them to follow the energy trace back into the universe and become the Adam cabin. Okay, so basically what it said, see, now that is the spiritual family in the resurrection of what it is talking about. That is the marriage of Adam cabin. That's the marriage that my brother talked about, the spiritual law that Messiah said that we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be able to come back to the spiritual marriage and become Adam cabins, or spiritual man, or premortal man once again. So now my brother going to get back and pick up where he was from, because this is what he's talking about, the spiritual marriage.
Right, brother. I'm going to piggyback off a little of that, what you said. Now, see, most of our, you know, nation and people think of always this physical marriage, mm-hmm. you know, which it is technically, it's a physical marriage, right. But it's also a spiritual marriage. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual marriage, which makes the marriage whole, mm-hmm. and complete, mm-hmm. you know, when you bring the physical with the spiritual into one entity.
Right, the fullness of
this marriage. Right. You get the whole thing,
right.
So it makes it complete,
right.
You see?
Right.
Without one or the other, it's incomplete,
exactly.
So you got to bring it together,
right.
You see? And
which
this,
is marriage.
Which is the marriage, which
right.
is the full marriage.
Right.
You know, light brother, that Messiah bring us his bride together with him.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So, which make it a perfect marriage.
Right.
Now, I want to also read something at Psalms 1, 2, and 3. Now listen to what this read at Psalms 1, 2 to 3. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, do you hear what that's saying? It's a lot of key things in this here that I want to try to highlight and bring out, okay? When it speaks of, you know, he delight in the law day and night, you know, he meditates on it. See, light brother is always in, you know, most of the time, if they're not working or they're not doing something constructive, you know, they may have families or something, but they meditate in the word. They meditate in Messiah. The word is Messiah, you see. So they always connecting with Messiah one way or another, as the scriptures say, day and night. Because it can be a brother, you know, depending on his circumstance and situation, he may meditate in the day. And then he might feel like he needs a little bit more meditation and meditate at night. Mm-hmm. But he's searching. He's searching for the divine heavenly Father, Messiah. He's constantly chasing after the divine heavenly forefather and Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the word, they always indulge it. And see, that's why it's described as it be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. Because see, when you plant a tree, it constantly needs water to grow and to bear fruit.
Right.
So when Messiah said that, by us indulging day and night into Messiah, we're growing and we're bearing fruit. You see, now see, that's the, you see how the physical aspect, it goes right along with the spiritual aspect. Because see, yes, when you put water to a tree and the tree get water, the tree bear fruit. Same thing with light brothers. Light brothers bearing fruit, you see, because of the water Messiah given us.
Right.
And that is another way how light brothers survive in such wicked times that we live in it.
Right.
You see, brother?
Right, right. Now, I'm a jump right back on what he was saying, because everything he said is exactly right. What the brother talk about is basically spiritual work.
Right.
Just like you got physical work in this reality, like he said, when you water a plant, that's physical work. You know what I'm saying? But it's still spiritual work. When you focus on spiritual work, you can't seek the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? You only seek the physical reality. That's why he says, serve me in spirit and in truth. Spiritual work is work that you do for the soul. Like he said, you got to feed the physical body with food and nourishment, but you also got to feed the soul. And that's, I'm going to go back in the keys of Enoch, and I'm going to read a little precept. What does spiritual work lead to? Like I said, when you're on the straight and narrow path, it leads to eternity. The straight and narrow path is the spiritual path. You know what I'm saying? I'm on page 275. Read verse 23. It say, when you are spiritually prepared, serve me in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
To ascend, you add the seal of your breath, add the vibrations and the sacred name to the seal of the body of creation. See, the spiritual things come down and seal you for that trip back home. You know what I'm saying? Which you will graduate. See, the road that leads to eternity. When you go to eternity, you're graduating from the physical to the spiritual, into which is continuously being built up. See, the physical works and the spiritual work built up, like he just said, out of the names which remark the mold of Adam Cadman. So what he's saying is, when you do the physical work in this physical reality and also the spiritual work, you remold and remake and build up the spiritual man once again. And what is the spiritual man? Like he just said, the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are here to do. One thing I'm going to say to make it clear, you just can't do spiritual work and don't do physical work.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work like that.
And
you know what I'm saying? And hand in hand, like he just said,
mm-hmm.
You got to do the physical work as well as, but they both important. That's why Eternal Father tell us, you can't do the special work you need. You're already a premortal man, the God that's within you. But if you don't do the physical work in the physical reality, you can't make it home. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do both, like you said, hand in hand. Now, I just said the same thing he said, just a different way. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we try to give you all a balance between the physical and the spiritual.
Right, right, brother. And just to piggyback a little bit off that, see, when light brothers graduate, it's called Yom Or. You see, we graduate into Yom Or. You know, and that's why at the end of the scripture says, he do shall prosper.
Right.
You see,
right.
When you follow the law,
right.
And
right.
You follow the physical and the spiritual, you have no other reason not to prosper.
Right. Right.
Prosper.
Hold on. Now, when he say prosper, what he's saying is graduate.
That's it. Graduate.
He's saying you graduated.
Right. Right. Yom Or. That's why I say he understood what I said. You know, because sometimes we can talk and forget, okay, let's focus back on the word. And let them understand what we're talking about. So, yes, that's exactly what I meant. We graduated. Yom Or. Okay. That was good. That was very interesting. Good. But so I also want to say, if there's anybody else, you know, want to give us a call, just like our brother, you can give us a phone call at 845-261-9966. So, brother, I want to take us to also Hebrews 10:25. And this is another way how, like brethren, survive in such wicked times. Now, this is something Messiah said we must do too. Okay. Now, Hebrews 10:25 reads, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Okay. Now, what do all this mean? What this means is basically Messiah said we must come together as one body, which we do every Sunday right after this Blog Talk Radio show. We do a Power Talk, a Fishing for Men. We come together. We assemble together. And sometimes it might not be. We'll assemble together on a normal day if we got a break within the work time, and we'll talk, you know, and it says two or more in my name, Messiah's amongst us. So, but the importance is to assemble together as a whole body of brotherhood, so which we do on Sundays. You see, and this is another way that we are surviving these wicked times by coming together, fishing for men. You know, iron sharpened iron. You know, we always say that. You know, and then at the end it says, as ye see the day approaching. Because see, like brother, no, right now we at the end of this reality. And we see all the signs. Well, most of the signs, a majority of the signs. And that's why Messiah said, you know, he said this at the end, as ye see the day approaching, so much more as ye see the day approaching, because we can see that Messiah is on the doorstep. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's here. And the light brothers can see it. I can go into many different signs. Mm-hmm. You know, like I always spoke, we always say, one of the biggest signs that we can see is that the Heavenly Forefathers' order has been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we look at two women in the highest position in the whole United States or the whole world,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. You got two of the biggest signs right there,
mm-hmm.
when the Heavenly Forefathers' order has been flipped. So, I just want to show you that is what the Messiah was saying at the end, as he see the day approaching. See, light brothers can see these things,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're talking about mysteries that our nation might not see,
mm-hmm.
but we see it. That's what Messiah was referring to, us seeing these different signs and a day approaching,
right.
You know. So, but the importance is to assemble ourselves together, to fish for men, you know. And this is another thing that we do as light brothers, and this also help us to get through, you know, to survive in such wicked times.
Right.
You know, we need all the protection, all the help. We need to stay as busy in the Heavenly Forefathers' work as we can.
Right.
You know, like we just leave it all on the field, brother.
Exactly. So my brother is saying in the simple thing, like you said, don't forsake the gathering, and we can't forsake the gathering because we must take all opportunity that we have in this physical reality, because like he said, we only have a short time. Now, Messiah, when you say Messiah, or some people say Jesus, you know what I'm saying? He came in the physical to work with light brother to show us how to get back to the spiritual. But when he come back, he's not going to be Messiah no more. He's going to be Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that is the spiritual. Messiah is the physical. Christ is the spiritual. Now, when Christ come back, I'm reading the keys of Enoch, the purpose of him coming back. I'm on page 276, and they're just picking back on what my brother just said. Don't forsake the gathering. And then when you don't forsake the gathering, this is what's going to happen, the great gathering. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be part of that great gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm on page 276, and I'm reading verse 29. It says, hear Christ, Here Christ is the recapitulation of all the creation, i.e. bringing, recapitulation means bringing the scattered creation together. See what my brother just said? And uniting it to be offered to the Father, which is finally, how you say it, solemnized, I just said that, solemnized, solemnized for eternity. So that means when you get gathered, you ain't gonna fall no more. It's say by Metatron. And we say by Metatron, he talking about Enoch, who is the creator God of this universe. So that is the purpose of Christ, to come back to gather the chosen seed. So if you don't forsake the gathering, you will be in the end gathering. You
know right, saying? Right. And just to piggyback a little bit off that, when he speak of Metatron, Metatron is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll say certain things and it'll fly right over your head, but we try to break it down as much as we can, you know. And he's not the eternal Heavenly Father, but he is the God of Isaac, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know. And I want to also read another scripture in another way.
We'll add this, alone. Like I said,
right.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone.
Right, right. So, you know, I want to off, and that's another way light brothers survive in such wicked times. Now, again, I want to read another scripture. Now, this scripture is from John 13:34. Now, listen to what Messiah said. He gave us a new commandment. Now, listen to this. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye should love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Okay? Now, why would I read that? You see, because Messiah knew at the times of these wicked times that it's easy for situations and complication things to happen to us. You know, we still in these fleshly weak bodies that was made by the archons,
right.
You see. So Messiah said, I give y'all a new commandment. He said, I give it to you that ye love one another as have I loved you. So if Messiah is saying I loved you, then you must love each other the way he loved us.
Right.
You see, because of us being who we are part of him.
Right.
You see, we are part of Messiah. We are part of the divine Heavenly Father.
Exactly.
And you know the Heavenly Divine Father loved his Son,
exactly.
And the Son loved the Father.
Exactly.
So we are one.
Exactly.
So light brothers must love each other.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
So, you know, that was a commandment, you
right.
See? And that's another way that light brothers survive in these wicked times, because many a days I have to reach out to my brothers and talk to them, and they reach out to me and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all through love. You see, that's what Messiah, you know, said, he commanded us to do it, you know. And that's, them are different ways that light brothers survive in these times, because without us not loving each other,
mm-hmm.
How can we make it? That's why the Heavenly Father Messiah gave us each other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying real quick is, what you do to us, one another, you do to Messiah. So if you've forsaken your brothers and sisters, like Rodolph said a little while back, how can you say you love the eternal Father and you don't love your brother? It don't make sense.
Impossible.
You know what I'm saying? So what you do to your brother, you do to Messiah. And that's anybody, either Jew or Gentile. You know what I'm saying? And what you do to Messiah, you do to the eternal Father. So what you do to the eternal Father, you do to Messiah. What you do to Messiah, you do to us.
Mm-hmm.
So like he said, we are one. We all are one.
Right. And again, I want to read something again. You're right, brother. We are one. I'm going to read something out of Keys of Enoch at page 157, 2 and 3. Now check this out. Now listen to this. It says, yet even when man ascends to the higher orders of creation, the scriptures of light is given in a grand keys and revealed by the paradise suns, will not be placed asunder, but the Redeemer can only live in those who partake on the ongoing witness of the throne, which precedes the very emanations of the divine scriptures. Thus, the keys of the scriptures of light will continue to be placed within the scriptures of the new age, for they will be used in other worlds to train new realms of physical intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now, check this out. And the keys is given with the overstanding of the Germantra body of light within the child of light. For every child of light works as part of the gathering of the sparks, the collective Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did I read all of this? I read that is because, see, Light Brothers' words and testament is going to not just carry over in this world,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to, as it says, it's going to take asunder.
Right.
Asunder means go.
Right.
It's going to go. Our testament is going to go into other worlds,
right.
to other species. This is why it's so important that we do these ministering work that we're doing, because we think, oh, it's just going to be on this physical planet. No, sir. If you read this, what it says, Messiah is going to take this testament that we have into higher intelligence,
right. Right.
in other worlds and other places, you see. And then listen to this, what it says, for every child of light works as a part of the gathering of the sparks of the collective Messiah. So in other words, we work with the brotherhood of light that works with Messiah.
Right.
So our testimonies and things that we did on this planet is going to carry over into other universes and others and other places that's outside of our own universe,
right.
and outside of our own planet.
Right.
You see,
right.
this is, you know, this ministry work is, that's why it's to be took serious, and it helps us. It helps us to be able to, again, survive in these wicked times that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, this is almost about to conclude our show for the day. I do appreciate y'all joining us, and we will definitely be back next week if it's the will of the divine
Exactly.
Heavenly Father to, you know, to let us to, come back and minister to our nation. So, you know, we just want to thank the divine Heavenly Forefather. We want to thank Messiah and thank our earthly mother for giving us another beautiful, wonderful day to be able to minister to our nation, because it's through the divine Heavenly Father and Messiah that we continue to do this. Only through by their grace and mercy that we allow us to minister to our nation, you know. So we all praise and glory goes to the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, you know, because they are the ones that make this happen, you know, for us and for our nation. So we want to always give praise and honor and glory to them. So, and that being said, I hope y'all had a good understanding of what we're talking about. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And I want to say peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Shalom. And also we want to pray for all the brothers and sisters in the nation who need prayer for any reason. And with that being said, we want to say peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Okay. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It just time so short.
It goes, man, that's what